Act 7, Preservation Milestones. Save American Beach. In the 1980s, the Beach Lady was the chief organizer of a campaign to preserve and protect historic American Beach. She was joined by another Afro-founder descendant, Ernestine Smith, and a few other residents whose advocacy created a new wave for preserving the legacy, history, and culture of American Beach. A new property owners association was founded that provided collective support for revitalizing the beach. Mother Nature. An abundance of native vegetation, wildlife, and marine life flourishes at American Beach and does so in defiance of the steady march of development. The sandy soil is a thriving environment for water oaks draped in Spanish moss, saw palmettos and pine trees, prickly pear and other species of cactus lurk along the pathways, while a variety of wildflowers attract butterflies as they paint the landscape. Sea oats and vines anchor the ever-shifting dunes. Seaweed washes onto the shoreline to mingle with the profusion of seashells constantly deposited on the beach. Fish and fowl, who have made this their habitat for centuries, include sea turtles, dolphins, and great white whales during migration. Seagulls, pelicans, sandpipers, and other shore birds are all a part of this enduring ecosystem. Florida Black Heritage Trail, 1992. Due largely to the tenacious efforts of Marvin Betch, American Beach was included in the Florida Department of State's Black Heritage Trail Visitor Guide. Converting her RV to a Black Heritage Museum, she conducted personal guided tours. The Beach Lady's striking appearance and charismatic personality gave visitors a memorable experience in history, folklore, politics, and the environment. National Register of Historic Places, 1998. The second home built on American Beach, Urban's Rest at 5448 Gregg Street, the home of Lewis Dargan Irvin, was listed as an historic site. National Register of Historic Places, 2002. The American Beach Historic District is officially listed as one of the nation's historic places worthy of preservation. National Park Service Timucan Ecological and Historic Preserve, 2004. Nana, an 8.5-acre dune, is the tallest dune in Florida at 60 feet. Nana Dune became part of the Timucan Ecological and Historic Preserve, protecting the Great Dune from voracious developers. This was a long-fought battle led by Marvin Oshun Betch. Trust for Public Land, 2004. The historic Evans Rendezvous Nightclub building was acquired by the Trust for Public Land in 2004 for the intended use as a community center. American Beach Museum, 2014. The A.L. Lewis Historical Society opened the museum on September 5, 2014. The American Beach Museum documents and preserves the rich history and legacy of American Beach. North Florida Land Trust 2021. Little Nana, a 1.5-acre dune system, was acquired by the North Florida Land Trust. Little Nana is part of an ancient dune system that provides interior protection of the maritime forest habitats for wildlife on Amelia Island. A. L. Lewis Historical Society, 2022. The American Beach Museum was renamed the A. L. Lewis Museum. This change honors the name of the beach's visionary founder, A. L. Lewis. The museum now includes an upgraded exhibition entitled Rest and Relaxation Without Humiliation, The American Beach Story.